Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
Welcome to another week on the PGA Tour, the John Deere Classic. Always a, I wouldn't say important one to me, but it was my first 6K win back in 2018. It was the Michael Kim year, actually, where he dusted the field by, I think, double-digit strokes. No one had him in DraftKings. That was good. But the lineup that I won, the I think I won 108,000 that week had, I think I had like second, third, fifth, sixth, tenth, something like that. Five in the top 10, including second, which I can't remember exactly who. I think it was, I had two guys that tied for second, Burgoon and Damon. But they were the high, I mean, they were, got the most points in DraftKings because Kim was just wasn't owned at all. I mean, Kim had the most points, but no one had him. He was like 0.03% or something like that. Crazy. So I do like this event just because the memory's there. And this week looked like it's going to be a fun week. A little bit better field than normal. Hot conditions. They've had a lot of rain lately. So it should be, course should be almost in perfect condition. This time of year, you know, it lines up with 4th of July weekend this weekend. So maybe not as tuned in as usual for most people. I'll still have it on, you know, from the, here and there. Pretty busy week ahead for me. This is a late Tuesday night. I'll put this out tomorrow around lunchtime. Been nonstop in my day job, real job. Crazy busy over there. June was busiest as we've been in quite a while, or I've been in quite a while. So apologize for no pod last week, but did get all the content out. Wanted to get this one out. We'll be back. Probably we'll do a pod next week. You know, Scottish Open next week, and then the Open in 2 weeks, which is one of my favorites to watch each year. Last week was just okay. I went light. Didn't even play a lot of showdown because I had so much going on. I broke even basically on the week. Betting, man, I liked Eric Cole. I had him in my core write-up. And didn't put him as first round leader. I was kind of kicking myself afterwards. I had Colley, which was, you know, he was kind of up there, but Cole got it at 7 under. Actually, halfway, you know, went part of the way through his round, I was thinking in my head I had him as first round leader. Then I went and checked it later on, and I didn't put him in there. So that was kind of that kind of sucked because he was close. He was one of the guys I did have my eye on. Did not have Hovland as an outright. Good to see him though. It was fun getting up, or I was already up, but fun watching golf Monday morning, although it didn't last very long. I was hoping they'd get it in Sunday night. I thought they still had enough daylight, but it was a good last hour, hour and a half of that tournament, basically after the rain, was awesome to watch. And then, you know, the finish was great as well. You know, bad 3 or 4 footer from Scotty that he missed to make it go to 2 holes, but, you know, it was fun nonetheless. If you'd like to join us, British gets you 30% off right now. We are right around the corner from NFL, then college football, obviously one of our favorites. We still got plenty of golf to go all the way through the FedEx Cup leading up to both NFL and college football season. Full content, full website access or content only available. Both include our Slack. Full gets you all the tools, golf and football, NFL on the site. Content obviously just gets you all the articles and Slack as well. Weekly, monthly, annual, all available, 30% off with British, includes a 7-day risk-free trial. Of course, we're at TPC Deer Run this week. Very familiar course for us. They played it for quite some time. Par 71, 7,300, 4 par 3s, 3 par 5s, 11 par 4s, plus the 14th hole is drivable at times. Easy fairways to hit, fairly easy greens, bent grass greens. Going to see a lot of birdies. Still got to avoid the bogeys because you don't want to have to make up even more birdies. Like I said, it's going to be hot. Some winds, I really don't see a weather advantage pre-cut. I was just double checking that. Again, this is late Tuesday night, so we have plenty of time still, you know, 36 hours or so before lock. But as of now, I don't. There's more wind on Thursday than Friday, but it's pretty consistent Thursday. You know, 15 to 20, maybe 25-mile-hour gust. Friday, lighter wind doesn't really look like any kind of advantage for me. It's just nothing for me to factor in right now. I don't see that changing because we're in a pretty hot, humid, windy cycle all across most of the Midwest, South. Extremely hot here. We had my son had a tournament today. You know, it was low 100 was the feel like with winds going 15 to 20, gusting, you know, 30 throughout the day. And it's going to be like that just the rest of the week. So you just kind of got to, you know, bite the bullet and either stay inside or just, you know, it is what it is. We're used to it down here, so it doesn't bother me. Once I get, you know, especially golfing or being out there with him, once the sweat gets going, it is what it is, especially when you have some wind. When it's just hot, humid, and you can barely breathe and nothing blowing, that's even worse to me. So I don't think the guys will mind having some wind. As, again, they like it when it's just consistent wind and not random gusts, and that kind of seems like that's how it'll be. I think we'll see a cut probably around -4. Could see -3, -4. And then the winter, probably minus somewhere between 19 under, 21 under. Past winners, Brian Campbell, Davis Thompson, Straka, Poston, Glover, Fratelli, Michael Kim, as I mentioned. Spieth won a couple times. Stricker won it 3 times back in the day, back-to-back-to-back, 09, 10, 11. Some runner-ups, Griot, Clanton, Smalley, Kevin Na, Henley. You know, so kind of all over can win this. And you got to remember, most of the time this is in a very strong field. I actually think this one's, like I mentioned, a little bit stronger than we've seen here in the past. Stats I'm looking at this week. Flip over here real quick. Good drives, stroke gain approach, opportunities inside 30 feet, birdie or better, par 5 DK scoring, and good approach. Mixed in with our putting, course fit ranking, and then recent form per usual. 26 of the 144 guys have not played it in the last 6 years, so vast majority of the field has at least played it once. Salary ranges this week, pretty light, you know, soft-ish pricing with not as many studs. 3 in the 10K, 7 in the 9K, 10 in the 8K, 46 in the 7K, 78 in the 6K. Sweet 16, for me, give you 3 that I like and a bubble boy in each range, a fade of the week, a sleeper of the week, some gut fill plays, betting top 5 of the pop and 2 long shots, my preliminary one and done, and then we will wrap it up and get out of here. 9K and above for me, I'll start with Jackson Koivun, obviously the stud out of college, now pro. Talent play, 9,400, I'm hoping may keep some of the early people off him for DraftKings wise. I've seen some bets out there already. I hadn't listened to a lot of pods. I'm going to do a bunch of that tomorrow while working. But I'm hoping he doesn't pick up too much steam. You know, I could maybe fade that if that happens. But I really think the price, people will maybe go elsewhere and go, let me see it first a little bit more before I pay 9,400. But in a field like this, I like the talent level. I'll be early on them. I like being early on these guys. Have no problem going there. Thor Bjornsson hasn't been playing as solid, but 9K flat, 3 straight years he's finished 21st, 2nd, 17th. So 21st was his worst finish of the only 3 years he's played here. Likes the course, obviously. Not the best form, that'd be the one mark, but at times, you know, sometimes you got to take a chance on that. Maybe he finds it this week. I like the price. I think he'll be low teens in ownership, so a little bit of a leverage play. Opens up the build for you if you want to kind of get a hybrid. You stay away from Star Scrubs ish and do 3 or 4 9K or 3 9K with some 8Ks and fade the 10K. I think that, you know, that opens up. Or you can be your second in lineup if you go one of the 3 guys up in the 10K range as well. Goddard up. Played here 3 times. He's got a 4th, a 21st, and then 1 missed cut. He's been playing okay. Nothing like when he was peaking earlier in the year, but he can do that at any given time. 9th in birdie or better, 11th in good drives, 9th in good approach. All things I like. He is the highest price. Maybe that keeps him down. I think Griffin, which I'll get to in just a second, will be the highest owned. So you know, maybe you're getting a little bit of leverage there. If you want to fade Griffin and pay the extra $200 for Goddard, that's my strategy for now. If I'm going to go up there, I like Goddard. My bubble boy is Griffin only because of that. I think he'll be owned, or I think he'll be the highest owned and probably 8 to 10 percentage points higher than Goddard potentially. I think Griffin flirts with 30, Goddard probably mid, you know, 22 to 25. So not a huge leverage, but you know, I'll pay the $200 if I can get a pretty decent leverage there. Either one you go there, I don't mind at all. I think they're all viable per se. I think they're both viable. I don't know if I'd want to go both in any kind of build. You can easily pricing wise, but maybe in a pool, I max won that. Maybe have them both. I don't think having them both will be unique really, because you can fit it pretty easy this week. I'm going to be living more in that 8-9K range. But I certainly don't mind either one of those. 9K and above, Koivun, 9,400. Thor, 9,000 flat. Goddard up 10.7 with the bubble boy being Griffin at 10.5. 8K range, we'll kick it off with Doug Gim. He's played here 5 straight years, only missed the cut once. A bunch of just good finishes, but nothing great. So the upside may, you know, that kind of hold you off a little bit. But 31st, 34th, 26th, and 18th with a 1 missed cut 4 years ago. 15th at the Canadian Open. 6th, 7th overall in my rankings, all the way across the board. Just solid. Can he putt enough? You know, that's generally the question. If he can get the irons close enough, I like that he's had success here pretty frequently. So it offsets me with the historical putting numbers, because, you know, he likes these greens enough to kind of be there. Maybe we can get one of those top 15 type finishes at 8,600 and, you know, flirt with the top 10. And he pays off the price at pretty, you know, I think he'll be 10% or less type ownership. Davis Thompson, this is kind of like the Thor play. Hasn't been playing as great late, but 3 trips here. He won 2 years ago, 18th last year, and a 31st in 2023. I'm just going to play those kind of guys this week. I think this is one of the highest up there, top 3 or 4 courses in, you know, course history, you know, horses for courses type deal. Doesn't mean they always play good here, but you do see a lot of guys that play well here, you know, do it consistently. It's not the end all be all. You'll have guys finish top 10 and miss a cut the next year for sure. But by and large, a lot of these guys that continuously play well, I don't mind going there, even if their form's not quite as great. And the upside's there and the price is right. So at 8,000, I don't mind taking some chances there. Brennan, 8,500. May get overlooked a little bit this week because people think, you know, bomber this really in the type of track he hasn't played here. That'd be a negative for me, but 4th in good drives, 3rd in par 5 DK scoring, mid pack kind of elsewhere, birdie or better putting. He's top 3rd, actually better, probably top 20% in putting. A guy that another talent type play. I just, these kind of guys this week, I'm going to be on and take my chances on them, especially at 8,500, those kind of prices. And all these guys, you know, 8 to 10% ownership, I'll just spread it out, especially if I'm doing a 20 max, 50 max, stuff like that. Bubble boy for me is Tom Kim. I do like him a lot this week. I think he'll by far be the highest owned in the 8K range. That's the only reason for the bubble boy. Coming in good form, 15th at Canadian Open, 3 at the U.S. Open, 2nd in approach, 7th in opportunities inside 30 feet. Just, you know, from a year that he's struggled for the last year plus-ish, he's really started to turn it around a little bit. This seems like a course that'd be great for him if he can give himself enough opportunities to make enough birdies. Only reason for bubble boy is, you know, I think he'll be the highest owned. I don't think it'll be crazy like Griffin got her up, but just something to notate when you're building. Certainly can be in the pool. It'll be on the bubble for me for like a 3 max, but 20 max, I'm sure I would have plenty of them. 8K, Gim, 8,600. Thompson, 8,000. Brennan, 8,500. Bubble boy is Kim at 8,700. 7K range, Blades Brown. I've played him anytime I could so far. Love his talent. Love his upside. Love this price at 7,600. He'll probably be somewhat owned in this range, but the stats are there. He's been playing well. He'll be one of my bets. You know, that's just forecasting for a little bit later. But and potentially you could play one and done, you know, depending where you want to go this week and how far you're behind in certain situations. So I certainly don't mind Brown at 7,600. One of my favorite plays of the week, actually, with the price included. Jackson Suber, another young kid. You can kind of see I'm going to be on a lot of these young talent guys this week and guys that have played well here. Maybe a form isn't the best. But another young talent I like, 30th at the Travelers, 4th at Canadian Open. Let a lot of people down the U.S. Open, including me. But it is what it is at those kind of tough events. 15th in good drives, 8th in approach, 14th in opportunities inside 30 feet, 4th in birdie or better, 6th in par 5 DK scoring. Just rates out tremendous for me. Another one of my favorite plays in this week. Those two will be core plays, you know, mix and matching for me this week at 7,400. Jackson Suber, Kevin Yu, 7,300. I think a guy that we can get some leverage on. 3 straight, again, he's going to be like the other guys that I mentioned earlier, Thor and Thompson. A 6th, a 20th, and a 21st his last 3 years here. A little bit better form than those guys. 29th at the Canadian Open. Green all the way across the board for me on stats. He's actually 4th overall for me right now. So a leverage, a little bit lower owned 7K play that I love this week at 7,300, Kevin Yu. Bubble boy for me is Yellow Miraju. You guys know I love him. Been playing him since we could play him in the 6K range at 1% as a doc of the week. I liked him a lot better back then, but that happens. We're on those guys earlier than most anybody, but it catches on pretty quickly. Most likely will be the highest owned in the 7K range. Could flirt with 17 to 20%. That's the only thing I'd keep an eye on. He does have some inconsistency type blowups that at that ownership, I wouldn't mind being light on or fade, or maybe I fade him in the 3 max and just be leveraged to the field in 20 max or 50 or 150 builds, however that works. But like him a lot as a talent, we know that, but keep an eye on that ownership as we get to tomorrow night. So 7K range, Blades Brown, 7,600, Suber, 7,400, Kevin Yu, 7,300, and Yellow Miraju is the bubble boy at 7,900. 6K range, Chan Kim, 6,900. 12th here 2 years ago, missed the cut last week. I don't think I'll dip in the 6K range a whole lot. You know, he rates out, you know, top 25% across the board for me in the field overall. I like the 12th place finish 2 years ago. He's a guy that'd be in that MME pool. Most of these 6K range guys are. I don't think I'll be dipping down here too much because I like so much of that 7K range, and I don't need to pay up for sure across the board that I can mix and match between the 7, 8, and 9s. But Springer, a guy that I play quite a bit, he's also 6,900. A 7th 2 years ago, a 44th last year. So pretty decent results here. At the price, I like him. If I'm going to go there, he's probably my favorite right now, besides the Bubble Boy, but the Bubble Boy's getting some steam. We'll see. So Springer, 6,900. Don't mind him. Svensson, 6,800. 4 straight years here, made the cut, a 24th, a 21st, a 34th, a 44th. So kind of my theme. That's a guy I throw in the pool, has decent results here. And at 6,800, you know, if I can get, you know, what's that average finish position here? You know, 30, if I get a top 30 for him, maybe he can flirt with a little bit better. He's got a 21st and a 24th here. Another guy I don't mind getting to if I want to drop down in the zone. SYNO, 6,900. Definitely getting some mention that I thought he was going to kind of be maybe a little under radar, but he rates out well, and he's probably popping in a lot of your optimizer models, whatever those people think they have in golf, which still beyond me. Certainly get optimized and all that stuff in many other sports. I don't know how you simulate golf rounds in this world, but neither here nor there. Pretty solid in the stats. You know, he's got played here 3 times, 2 made cuts, nothing crazy, a 43rd and a 63rd, but 13th in approach, 1st in opportunities inside 30 feet, 8th in birdie or better, 8th in good approach, 14th in putting. All limited data, but, you know, a guy I was going to kind of be on, but he may get steamed up a little bit. So keep an eye on that. 6K range, this is probably the max of it. I have one more 6K guy that's a sleeper of the week that I may go to, but 4 or 5 guys is maybe the max I'll go to if I drop down here at all. So Chan Kim, 6,900, Springer, 6,900, Svensson, 6,800, with Bubble Boy being no at 6,900. Fade of the week for me, this was close. I'm going to go Pearson Cootie. I get it. He's got a 30th and a miscut here. I think the upside can be there. I think he may be one of the highest owned in the 8K range, and 8,800, you know, highest or second highest owned. He's an okay play, but I'll fade that ownership. The other one was Sungjae. I think Sungjae may be the highest owned in the 8K range. A little more upside for me with Sungjae. He's coming in with a little bit better form, a 12th here 2 years ago, but probably not going to be on either one of them a whole lot. But Cootie would be my official fade of the week at 8,800 and probably 15 to 20% ownership. Sleeper of the week for me is Ben Silverman, 6,600. An 18th 2 years ago, miscut last year, sixth in putting, ninth in opportunities inside 30 feet, 22nd in birdie or better, and then, you know, 20th in good approach, 38th in par five DK scoring. Enough positives there, enough, you know, green lights that if I wanted a super, if I needed a sleeper, maybe I got a super chalky build I just love, and I throw him in there at 6,600 to kind of make it a little bit different. That's what I would use him for. Certainly not going to be, you know, a core play or anything like that, but those 5-6-6K plays are probably all I dip down to when I go there, and there's what I'm in 80 guys almost in that range, so there's a lot of guys that not really going to be on my radar this week. Some gut fill plays, Eric Cole, certainly don't mind going back to him, 9,100, three straight made cuts here the last 3 years. Johnny Kiefer, 7,400, a talent guy I'll continue to play, especially in fields like this. Ben Cole, 7,300, has shown some upside. 29th at Canadian Open. U.S. Open was 23rd. Two straight made cuts here the last 2 years. Zach Batua, 7,300. You know, OSU talent. Don't mind going there. Keegan at 9,700. He hadn't played here in the last 6 years. He may have played back in the day, but you got to feel like he's here for a reason. Talent-wise, obviously, you know, he's, you know, up there. I don't know if I could get there because of the price, but he could be a good leverage play to some of that chalk up there for sure. Ricky Hoy, 7,600. Rico Hoy, sorry, 7,600. Two straight made cuts here, 26th and 11th the last 2 years. Pat Geeter, 7,500. This kind of field, he's a guy that I'd keep in the mix. These are all, you know, potential, you know, MME type plays. Ekro, 7,100. He was close to being up there in that top 16. 11th here last year. This feels like a place where he could pop kind of out of nowhere. He's going to be a long shot bet in a minute. Gracerman, 7,900. And Novak, 7,400. Novak was another one. I really like several 7K plays, which is the reason I don't really need to dip down the 6Ks a whole lot. I like enough of those with the hybrid balance build that I'm looking at. You know, I'm tossing Novak into that Ekro with those guys I mentioned, Brown, Suber, Kevin Yu, stuff like that, that I'll mix and match those all day long. Betting top five of the pop and two long shots for me. Koivin, 25-1, Suber, 50-1, Kevin Yu, 80-1, Blades Brown, 50-1, Davis Thompson, 50-1. Those are ones that have my eye right now. Two long shots, I just mentioned Ekro, 150-1, and then SYNO is 200-1. Those are guys, maybe they're top 20s or each ways if you have that market. One and done for me. If you have Goddard up, Griffin, maybe Mitchell, maybe Keegan, you know, those are lumped into all one. Not either any of those that you may have had. Thor could be there too. Those are guys I wouldn't mind playing, but really Griffin, Goddard up, Bradley a little bit. I prefer Griffin or Goddard if you have them. But outside of that, I like Koivin, Blades Brown, Davis Thompson, Doug Gim, and then Thor, like I mentioned. Those will be my five. And then unless you got one of these higher priced or better odds guys you've saved and you just want them there, I don't mind him. I don't mind going up there for those as well. And then clicking over the screen. So I look forward to this week. I think this is a good opportunity, maybe a little bit of a lazy week with people getting ready to get out of town for 4th of July, all that kind of stuff. So if you want to join, you'll get through the open, and then we'll be rolling right into, you know, prepping for NFL, college football stuff. Bobby starts rolling out early stuff on what as he deep dives into the conferences and changes and coaching changes. Nobody better at it than him. Looking forward to that this year. British gets you 30% off any package, weekly, monthly, or annual. Looking forward to the week. Hope you guys have a great 4th of July, 250th year anniversary. Always, you know, the greatest country. Love 4th of July week. Hope you have a good week, good barbecues. Stay safe out there. Don't blow your fingers off, and we'll talk to you soon.